time for the Merrimack Valley Sports Desk on MSO New Sports, bringing you the latest in high school sports news from the Merrimack Valley in southern New Hampshire. The Sports Desk is produced by Kelly Media and brought to you by Moynihan Lumber. And now your hosts, Dom DeCastro and Nick Kukuru.
Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, back at it for another week. Dom DeCastro, Nick Kukuru. What's up, Nick?
Not much. What's up?
Nothing much. Excited about this show. We got people must be seeing a trend here. We got repeat guests starting to come into play.
And to know the area a bit.
Is that Dom and Nick's way of, like, you know, saying, like, we got to get this guest on. It's perfectly timed, which is true. Or is it also a combination of, like, we have this guy's cell phone? It's both. It's both, because the next guest we're going to have is Ryan Middlemiss, the only guest of the day, Methuen Girls Basketball, and they are on the outskirts, just about to qualify for tournament. You got to think they're going to get in. They have six games left at the time of this recording. They only need to win two, and you'll hear him say in the interview that they were 4-2 against their final six opponents earlier in the season.
Yeah.
So all they're going to do is maintain, or, you know, maybe one team comes in and beats them. But even if they flip flop, go 2-4, they'll still get in. So that's a team that deserves to get in. They were like 33 out of the they were one, you know, slot away.
That is about the toughest pill to swallow.
Right.
There is. Well, 33rd.
Yeah. So Ryan's great, and I'm glad we have him on for a second time. He's getting up there with Coach Alan Habino. He's been on three times. He's the GOAT right now of the interviews for the Nick and Nick Enterprise up here in the Merrimack Valley. But before we go to break, just a quick news. You know, I'm looking at the little sun. Tewksbury boys hockey still super hot. A 3-1 win over Burlington. Never a bad thing to beat the Middlesex League teams.
Nope.
That was the Ed Burns tournament, and Matt Cook had a game-winning goal in the third period for that. Connor Kremen added a pair of goals, including an empty netter in that one for the Redmen. Haverhill and Drake It, a little combo. Haverhill beat combo Drake It / Twigsboro 5-3. Colin Underwood had a goal and an assist in that one, again, citing the Lowell Sun. That was Drake It Tingsboro's Colin Underwood. But the Hillies grabbed the lead just 17 seconds in, 2-0 cushion, and took it from there. Matt Lesniak had a goal for Drake at Tingsboro. They're not giving us Haverhill goal scorers, Nick, because they don't technically cover them. We had to go to the Eagle Tribune if we were to get that one. So apologies, Haverhill, because we do cover you too. What else happened? Bill Ricker had a 45-31 win over Lincoln Sudbury in wrestling. Girls gymnastics, Central top Tewksbury 147 and change to 126 and change. Tewksbury's Amanda Ogden had an impressive day in that one. And the Pierre Lowell Stars enjoyed outstanding days at the MSTCA Large School Coaches Invitational. Senior Ronnie Jones captured the shot put, and senior Bridget Gary ran a personal best in the 300. So a couple of little nuggets there, Merrimack Valley. But the big talk is going to be the rankings. And we're going to talk about where people stand in the Merrimack Valley. At the end of the show, before we get to that, we are going to catch up with Coach Middlemiss doing girls basketball, and he's coming up after the break.
Football season is here, and Sullivan Tire and Auto Service kicks things off in a big way with our exclusive Go Pats Tire Sale. Score big with incredible savings on Bridgestone tires. Save $70 instantly, plus $30 off installation with the purchase of four eligible Bridgestone tires, up to $100 in savings. Bridgestone, the official tire of the New England Patriots. This sale runs all the way through December 10th. A super opportunity to save on Bridgestone tires. See SullivanTire.com. We're always here to get you there. Go Patriots!
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Professional builders choose Anderson Windows because they are the number one trusted and recommended window and door brand in the United States. Anderson Windows and Patio Doors offer beautiful natural wood interiors, low maintenance exteriors, and outstanding energy efficiency. See the complete line of Anderson Windows on display at Moynihan Lumber in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or visit us at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
It's time appliances had a personality, yours. Discover the Cafe Modern Glass Collection now at Tri-City Sales. A sleek glass finish in platinum gives your appliances a look like nothing you've seen before, while professional cooking features take your meals to the next level. From entertaining to inspiring, bring modern design to your home with a kitchen that's a reflection of you. Make appliances personal with a look that's as smooth as glass. Visit Tri-City Sales Showroom and discover the Cafe Modern Glass Collection today. Tri-City Sales in Salem and Ipswich.
Hello, this is Brian Cranny from Cranny Self Storage. If you find yourself in the middle of a move, downsizing, decluttering, getting your garage space back, Cranny Self-Storage is here to help. We have climate-controlled and secure storage units of all sizes to fit your budget. Whether it's temporary or permanent, Cranny Self-Storage can help you with all your storage needs. We also have moving supplies and boxes. Cranny Self-Storage is conveniently located in Danvers, right off of 128 on Water Street, next to Sam and Joe's. Let us help you keep your belongings safe and secure. Call Cranny Self-Storage today at 978-777-9193.
Valley Sports Desk, Dominic Castro, Nick Kukuru, team of Nick and Nick here with our one and only guest, going to be Methuen girls basketball coach Ryan Middlemiss. What's going on, coach?
Not much yet. Just getting out of practice. Looking forward to having a great dialogue about some good kids.
Yeah, exactly. And the team is, again, doing some good things. 8-6 at the moment, ranked high at the last rankings. Had you at 8-5 before the weekend loss to Andover, but 23 in Division One, one of 77 teams from the Merrimack Valley in that Division One top 25. It seems like the entire conference is there. So state of the state, what's the big picture right now for the girls and how overall they're playing?
Girls are doing great. We've come a long way. Just a lot of, this is my second year in the program, and we got a lot of amazing student athletes. Girls that play multiple sports that have seen great success: softball, volleyball, soccer, and they're translating down to basketball court, treating each other well, getting involved in the community, crushing in the classroom. Doing all the things that you could ask for, and it really makes it really makes it enjoyable to be a coach of the quality kids we have in our program.
Absolutely, coach. Take us, to your style of play when you guys are playing at your best. What are you guys doing?
So we're really playing well. We're a tough-nosed defensive team. We have some scorers, but we're not necessarily a high, high scoring team overall. But when we're locked in defensively, girls are communicating, hustling, scrapping. We're tough to score on. So, I think when we're getting stops, we're playing physical, we're communicating. Even against some of the better teams in the state, it's tough to get good looks against us. And that translates into a good offense for us. So I think as long as we're, when we're competing well, but we're sticking together, even through some tough stretches, as long as the competitive spirit is there, the togetherness, good results happen.
Yeah. And you're looking at, 14 games in at the time of this interview, 8-6. How many games overall on the schedule this year?
Playing 20. So six more.
Six more. So the magic number is 10. Right.
Yes.
That's where you're trying to get. And this is a team that, has been above 500 most of the year here. Right. Mm-hmm. And so six games left. And you just need to go through 2-4. Right. To officially get in. And you were so close last year. Right. If I remember, it was like 33 seed. And, what happened?
You're good. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
You got a sharp memory.
We're like, what can we do to get in? It was excruciatingly close. What's the message of the girls this year about, getting over that hump and just accomplishing that big goal of getting in the postseason?
It was tough last year. Like you said, we finished 32. I think we were like 0.4 tenths away power rankings from getting in. When it came down to like the final release of the bracket and where we were at. And so we still had a chance, and we fell a little short. And so, you know, going into the season, you know, we knew we had a good team and, you know, we really wanted to, you know, it's been, I think the last time Methuen girls have been in the tournament was 2012 or 13. And so, you know, we had some lofty goals. You know, I put the expectations high because I think the girls want them high. And so we want to be, you know, we wanted to make sure we're in the tournament. You know, we're challenging for the MVC small. You know, we're a couple games behind Drake it right now, but we play them again and we're still in the hunt. They have a couple tough games left. So, you know, and I think, you know, kind of, you know, telling the girls how amazing it is to, you know, play in the Massachusetts State tournament and, you know, just, you know, memories they will never forget. So being so close right now, you know, we got six games left, you know, two will cement us in. You know, just, you know, even in practice today, just talking about it, you know, we really just got to be locked in. It's a long season, you know, it's a 3 months, you know, there's no sun, you know, the girls, it's a lot going on. So, you know, we're on the home stretch here and just really locking in, you know, focusing, being great people, being great teammates, giving as much as you possibly can over these last 3 weeks. You know, we have five seniors. So, you know, this is it. A couple of them don't play any sports in the spring. So this is their last opportunity to, you know, represent the community of Methuen. And we want to make sure that they, you know, end their careers, you know, feeling good about what they accomplished. And I think we're right there. So as long as we stick together, continue to work hard, continue to be selfless, you know, care about each other, give a little bit more than, you know, and I think the results will show. So very optimistic about we'll have that opportunity come the end of February. Hopefully still playing into March. We'll see.
Absolutely. Coach, take us around the lineup. Who have been some of the big contributors that have gotten you to this point?
So our main scorer, Samantha File. She's a junior. She's crushing it on the scoring. She's probably, I think she's averaging right about 22 a game. She's had, you know, games of 31, 34, 40. You know, very amazing kid, hard worker. So she's really, you know, and our leading rebounder. She's averaging about 10 rebounds a game. So she's been amazing. We have a senior point guard captain, Brooke Tedigno. Three sport athlete, you know, MVP of the soccer league. She's going to play at St. Adams for softball, Division II, and she's crushing this year. She actually is a girl coming back from a torn ACL. Last year was her first year back playing basketball, and this year she's really crushing it. And then we got another junior, Tiana Santiago. She's another softball girl committed to UMass Lowell. But amazing kid, amazing athlete. The Eagle Tribune actually just had a great write-up on her on Saturday, just about, you know, all the things she's doing, 4.5 GPA. And then we got just a bunch of great seniors, Ella Barron, Jamie Slattery, Chantel Cherwa, Michaela Henrick. And, you know, these kids are just, you know, giving everything the program in this second year. You know, I'm not always an easy coach to play for. You know, I'm demanding. I ask a lot. And, you know, I'm very grateful for the quality of kids we have. And, you know, those kids among all the others, you know, I could go down the list. You know, we have 12 kids on the roster and everybody's contributing. Everybody, you know, no matter if they only play in a couple minutes here and there, you know, everybody's showing up, giving their best, being great teammates, supporting each other, caring for each other, pulling each other up when they're down. And, you know, it's been a collective effort, to say the least.
Yeah. We're looking at the schedule out of those six. You know, how does that split up? Is it all Merrimack Valley or is there any out of conference ones there?
So we have one out of conference. Arlington will be our last game of the season on the 20th senior night. You know, the challenges with the, with our conference, you know, we have 15 games that we have to play in conference, and then we're in the Christmas tournament, which was amazing. So that's another three games. So we actually only could schedule two out of conference games. So we played Arlington. We ended up, you know, reaching out and they, you know, played them for two games this year. So we have them for our final game. So other than that, yeah, we have five MVC teams, four teams. All the teams we've already played. So I think we went 3-2 against the teams we have left, 4-2 actually, including Arlington. So, you know, we'll see. Obviously, if you beat a team, you play them again. It's, you know, it's not easy. And then we, you know, a couple games that we had tight losses to Drake it. They beat us at home, their place by 10. And then North Anna we lost to in the semifinals of the Christmas tournament by 2. Tough one. We were up most of the game, and they had some girls make some huge plays down the stretch. So I know those are two games that we're looking forward to, you know, battling back. Two very, very good programs. I think North Anna was like 8 or 9 in D1, and Drake it's like 8 or 9 in D2. So, you know, they're going to be a lot of tough games, you know, that the girls are looking forward to.
Yeah. go ahead, North Andover, beat us because you get Andover in the finals of that Commonwealth Christmas Classic there, Commonwealth Motors. We followed that pretty closely. You know, we had the tournament director on and stuff. And actually, we've had in the past Brooke Tarduno, because I think she was a softball standout.
She has a sister, Stephanie, who plays as well. There's four girls in the family, and they're all very good athletes, very good people. So her sister plays at St. Anselm's, and she's committed to play there as well. So she's a three sport athlete, and she claims that basketball is her worst sport. I have to give her a hard time because she does, you know, even the other night against Andover, it was tough. We were down a little bit, and her competitive spirit, man, she was all around the court, all game, giving everything she has. And, if you watch her, it's tough not to appreciate what she does, no matter what it is, you know, forget scoring, but just, defense, rebounding, hustle, toughness. She's enjoyable to coach. And I'm sure as a fan spectator that people enjoy watching her as well.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, coach. I mean, you mentioned, you know, limited chances at out of conference games, but those in conference games, I mean, what's going to get you more ready for, this time of year and beyond than your conference slate?
Yeah. I think we started to see, we had a stretch of like, I don't know, I forget right before it was like, you know, we played North Andover, Pawtucket, Chelmsford, Central. We had like a 4 or 5 game stretch where like every team was like ranked in the top 20. It's obviously, you don't always come out with wins as a young team, a growing program. You know, you go through your growing pains, and explain that this is what you want. You know, you want to play tough teams. You want to battle against the best and see where you stand. And that's life. You know, that's what we talk about a lot. You know, life is challenging, and you're gonna have to go through some bumps and bruises to really define who you are as a human being and as a team. You know, and so it's only gonna make us better. You know, a bunch of obviously, in the D1, D2, I think the Merrimack Valley has like six, seven teams that are in the top 20. In both the power rankings. So it's I think it's going to make us a way better team for the hopefully we we're lucky enough to get in the tournament. I think when we get in there, that we'll be better prepared to kind of make a little run, knock off some tough teams. So, and as a competitor myself, you want to battle. You want to battle against the best. You want to play the best team. So it just makes coaching, this area, we're very grateful. Merrimack Valley is a special area for basketball. I was just talking about one of the players right now after practice. This is great. The people love basketball around here. Sports in general, but basketball in the Merrimack Valley. I grew up playing. I played in Methuen. My sister, she was the athlete of the family. She went and won a state championship from Methuen, and it's special. You go to the Christmas tournament. You just play. Even the other night on Friday night, we played at Andover, and the crowd was awesome. They had the band, the place was packed, and you just don't get that everywhere, and it makes it special. It makes it great memories for the kids, which is most important. You want everybody reflects right for our days in high school, and look back and in front of and playing with teammates and playing in front of crowd, people that are just invested in, it makes the experience so much more enjoyable. And I'm grateful to be a part of it still. I count my blessings that I get to do this for a living. I get paid to coach and paid to go coach a game in front of 500 people, 1,000 people, and do what I love. And these are memories that I cherish. And try to give that perspective to the kids, and I think they get it. So being a part of the men BC is special. So we're very grateful, even though you're gonna take your luck. You're gonna take some on the chin sometimes. It's only gonna make you a better team, a better person. So we're glad we're part of the fun, and it's gonna make us better come tournament time.
Yeah, you're right. It makes you better come tournament time. But the key is to not draw a Merrimack Valley team in the first round. Like, they're supposed to prepare you for other teams. So hopefully, the way it's shaping right now, you might have a decent chance of drawing. I know we're looking way ahead, but the matchups might be trending towards a North Andover. A lot has to align, obviously, but North Andover, where you guys are, where they are right now, yeah, you might have a little first round matchup. You never know. You guys are in the mix.
Yeah, I gotta be honest. I'm hoping we look at it right. Like, you're trying to crunch the numbers. Well, if we fell here, And yeah, I got to be honest, no offense to the other conferences, but we are hoping that we draw somebody from somewhere else, you know, even just for like a different matchup. But yeah, we're, you know, playing the teams all the time. We'll see. I got to say, you know, being a part of the MIA, the rankings now, I think it's great. I think it makes it a fun experience, you know. Even tomorrow, I think they're going to have like an updated ranking, and it makes it fun to check out where you're at, you know. Like, you know, the coaches were always texting each other, oh, what do you think we're going to be at?
Yeah.
And then look at, you know, oh, we might match up with this team and come here. And it, I think it makes it more of an experience. The kids love it too. You know, they're always checking it out, and, you know, they were breaking down, oh, if we play, I think right now we'd play Springfield Central for them right now.
Yeah.
So I'm not sure if that would be ideal, but, you know, there's nothing we can do about that. So, but I think it makes it more of a, you know, kind of who knows what's going to happen.
Nice. Coach Ryan Middlemiss, Methuen girls basketball, two more wins to get in the tournament. Best of luck going forward with the team. And we appreciate you coming on the Merrimack Valley Sports Desk.
Absolutely. Thank you guys. You know, appreciate what you do, and, you know, making these sports relevant and keeping these kids in the loop.
Absolutely.
It's very impactful stuff. So you guys are appreciated. Trust me. And yeah, we'll hopefully talk in the near future, and we're in the tournament. We'll make a little run. Who knows what happens? But thank you guys very much for having me. Appreciate it.
Yeah, there's good vibes going on at Methuen right now, right? In the was it the football team that had a really solid run?
And yeah, finished Final Four in our wrestling team. So I'm PE teacher in the building, and
nice.
I work with three of the wrestling coaches, Bill James, who's the head coach, and then Paul and John Chagru. They're currently, I think, 29-0, and they're, you know, it's and then the soccer girls are crushing it. There's a bunch of good things. We got good, honestly, very blessed. You know, I get to teach here every day, and our principal, our AD, our administration, the teachers, the coaches. There's a lot of people, you know, working hard to provide great opportunities for the kids. So, you know, these things that we, you know, I'm grateful for, that you get to work with great people every day, and, you know, you learn a lot. And, you know, even I tell the girls that, hey, come pop in, you know, everywhere you look, there's coaches that are working very hard, and none of that, you guys know, none of that's happened by mistake. Those coaches that you just mentioned, Coach Tom Ryan, the football coach, he's a hard worker. And, you know, like our wrestling coach, they work hard. They care deeply about the kids. They're invested in, you know, it means a lot. So, yeah, we're blessed over there. We're trying to keep that going. We're trying to bring our, you know, hopefully keep the girls afloat with the rest of the teams.
Yeah. Winter in the Valley, all good. Basketball, all good. Wrestling, it just never ends. The MVC owns the winter.
For sure.
Coach, thanks for joining us, and I wish you the best of luck.
All right, absolutely. Thank you, guys. Have a great night.
You too. All right. On the other side, we are going to have our winter sports report to finish up the show.
Tis the season for amazing holiday savings at Sullivan Tire and Auto Service. With so many traveling this season, it makes sense to outfit your vehicle with top quality winter or all season tires. Save big on tires from Continental, General, Michelin, BF Goodrich, and more. Save on snow tires too. And make an appointment now for expert maintenance. Our ASE certified technicians do it all. Don't miss the annual holiday tire savings event. See SullivanTire.com. Gift cards available at all Sullivan Tire locations. We're always here to get you there.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Professional builders choose Anderson Windows because they are the number one trusted and recommended window and door brand in the United States. Anderson Windows and Patio Doors offer beautiful natural wood interiors, low maintenance exteriors, and outstanding energy efficiency. See the complete line of Anderson Windows on display at Moynihan Lumber in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or visit us at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
It's time appliances had a personality, yours. Discover the Cafe Modern Glass Collection now at Tri-City Sales. A sleek glass finish in platinum gives your appliances a look like nothing you've seen before, while professional cooking features take your meals to the next level. From entertaining to inspiring, bring modern design to your home with a kitchen that's a reflection of you. Make appliances personal with a look that's as smooth as glass. Visit Tri-City Sales Showroom and discover the Cafe Modern Glass Collection today. Tri-City Sales in Salem and Ipswich.
Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, wrapping it up with our final report segment of the show. In the old days, Nick, this would have been about 9:20 a.m. Yes. Right? In radio world. Mm-hmm. Now we're here on our Monday night recording slot. And rolling this out on Thursdays. Here we are. And let's finish this up. All right. It's the first week of February, and we have like rankings from the last week in January ready to go. Mm-hmm. What's the theme, Nick? Numero uno for both sports?
Yeah. Merrimack Valley coming in number one, right? Division one, both boys and girls. You got Andover, undefeated Andover, number one on the girls' side. And just one loss, Lawrence, undefeated on the boys. Yeah, sorry, yeah. Number one on the boys, not undefeated. One loss.
Seven. And then, so again, still seven boys in the top 20, oof, right, for Merrimack Valley. Haverhill, yeah, closing things out at 20. And then you look over to the girls, and it's a similar story, right? You got one, you got two, three, and four top 25. So let's call it, okay, let's call it top 25. No, excuse me, five central at, yeah, Central Girls, four and, mm-hmm, seven. 12 teams, top 50, if you look at it that way, 25-25, boys and girls, 12 Merrimack Valley.
That's where you really see the power of the conference with that many teams at, yeah, in Division One.
Yeah. Can we get a state titleist, please? Did we came super close with the Andover girls last year. Lawrence boys kind of came out of nowhere. They didn't even make the tournament last year, mm-hmm, yeah, you know, and now they're the team everyone's talking about.
Yeah, sure. For good reason.
Yeah. Drakett girls. We talked to Coach Ryan Middlemiss about his rivalry with Drakett. They have a huge game coming up in, next week that could decide the Merrimack Valley small. I think Drakett beat them earlier in the season. This seventh in Division Two. And Bill Ricker is 16th at 7-4 at the time of the rankings. The Tewksbury's 21st at 5-5. So
it's not just Division One.
Yeah. So three more teams. So that's eight in the top 25 for girls, you know, one and two. How about two for boys? Did we get anybody making noise out of the Merrimack Valley in that one?
The boys Division Two?
Yeah, for hoops. I don't think so.
Does not look like it.
Yeah, most of them are D1.
Yeah. Right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And Tewksbury is in D2 at 30. You know, so they're still in the mix.
Okay, so yeah, they're right there. 4-8, yeah, but they got that opponent rating of 10, which is the best in Division 2.
Yeah. So. Yeah. And Bill Ricka is 7.1 opponent rating. It's up there. They're 35 at 4-6 for Division Two boys. So, you know, they're right there. Yeah, Matt, I don't like if we don't get any state titleists, I'm like, hey, math, you let us down.
Yeah, exactly. Especially this season.
You know, but, you know, we say this, right? And collectively, yes, the Merrimack Valley is super strong, but they're not the only conference in the state.
Yeah.
You know,
Bay State League down south, Hockomock, yeah, is great and everything too.
Yeah. We have the whole South, we're just disregarding, you know. You have the Central, Springfield Central, you know, we're not talking about, but where's Springfield Central for Division One boys these days? You know?
14th at 9-3. So looks like their strength of schedule doesn't help. So maybe they're a dark horse. You know, they might not have the best record, but don't sleep on them.
Yeah. And the insiders we're talking to, like Matt Karakoudis from Beverly Boys Hoop, and, you know, and then some other guys, it's been a consistent, like, who's at the top of the state. And consistently, everyone keeps saying Lawrence Lynn English.
Yeah. A lot of people saying that.
You know? Yeah. And I think if people don't know the history, or they don't know what Lynn English has done in the last couple of years, like moving to the GBL, I think they're going to be in for a surprise in the tournament.
I do too. That's going to be an absolute nightmare draw for some 14 that doesn't deserve to get that kind of a draw.
So
that early.
Who would get them right now? I can't do math fast when it comes to 1 versus 32. Like 2 versus 31, 3 versus 30. Who the heck?
The second round, they'd get the 4-13 is with the, if you got 16.
So Franklin. Okay. But who would they play in the first round, though, if it was a straight 1-32? Like, who's the middle? The middle is like, is it 14-15 or 15-16? I can't do the math.
15-16. So they play like Methuen, a Zavarian, a Haverhill.
Okay.
Those seem to be the three teams lined up in that area.
Like 13-18-19. Mm-hmm. Is that what it is? Yeah. Okay. All right. Cool. No need to go to like 3-4 and all that for basketball, right?
Because that's not on this show.
Nope. Don't have to worry about that. All right. Well, let's turn the tables and go to the ice men and ladies. What's going on in those conferences? Why don't you dial up your MIAA and I'll verify with HNIB. What do you say?
Sounds good to me. We'll start Division One. Central Catholic is your top, 6-6-1. They're the 17th ranked team in the division. Three spots behind them. At number 20, you got Andover, 4-4-2. And at number 30, also at 4-4-2, you got Chelmsford. So three Merrimack Valley teams ranked in that top 32 in Division One.
Yeah, Hockey Night in Boston's got Central and Andover 18-19, it looks like.
Okay.
And I'll see what they've been doing lately. I don't really have a report. They don't really write about what the lower teams are doing. They just kind of talk about top 10. All right, yeah. Moving on.
Two familiar faces at the top. You get three of last year's Final Four ranked 1-2-3. Duxbury, Canton, Tewksbury at three, where Tewksbury's has the lowest strength of schedule. That's what puts them down at three below Duxbury and Canton. Duxbury with the best strength of schedule in the entire division. And Canton just looks, the three teams. I mean, what? Tewksbury beat Canton by a goal in last year's state final. It's looking like, those three teams are going to have a big say again this year.
Yeah.
Merrimack Valley-wise, you do not have any more. Lowell Catholic at number 32.
Okay. Alexis Demopoulos of HNIB News disagrees with the MIAA. This is kind of like Justin, Nick. We were recording the other show earlier. Story has come in now.
Awesome.
Yeah, just in time. And Tewksbury is in the top spot, according to Alexis. And she
they got the best goalie from what I've heard.
Yeah, her 1-2-3 is Tewksbury, Canton, Duxbury. What was the MIAA's again?
Duxbury, Canton, Tewksbury.
Oh, the exact opposite.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, with Canton holding firm at number two. Now, the Redmen. Yeah, the Redmen went 2-0-1 this past week, beating North Andover and Burlington and tying Newton South.
Okay.
Big rematch versus Lincoln Sudbury on Wednesday, which is the day before this recording comes out. So, cool.
Excellent.
Should we talk three or do we start to lose teams?
We start to lose teams. Drake, it's there. You get Shawsheen in the top 10 and four, number eight at 10 and two.
Okay.
Three, you got Drake it at number 13 at 8-2. They don't really have the strength of schedule, but they got a good record.
Yeah. Hockey Night Boston puts Stephen Toby puts Methuen seventh.
Okay.
Overall, ranked eighth last week. So they moved up a spot, 7-2-2. And let's see what they've been doing lately. They won against Cambridge Ridge and Latin 4-2. So it looks like Methuen plays in the MVC DCL league. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. There's no straight Merrimack Valley hockey conference.
They combined with the dual county league, which is a good league. You got like Lincoln Sudbury's in there, Bedford. So there's some good teams.
Yeah. Okay. Do we look at four, dare we say, for the Merrimack Valley?
Well, Shawsheen at number eight. They're looking good.
Okay. And Hockey Night, Alexis Demopoulos got him at four.
Okay.
At 11-2. And they beat... took down Low Catholic in a Merrimack Valley battle there, 5-1, and they beat Northeast 8-2, playing Low Catholic again this week today, Thursday, and then a big matchup with our friends in the North Shore, Essex Tech.
Ah, that'll be a good one.
Is coming up on Saturday. Essex Tech's ranked way up there, right?
Yeah, they're ranked top five in Division Three.
Mm-hmm. Three, yeah. Having a huge year, so look forward to that. I think the last thing to talk about, Nick, is the ladies.
Yeah. Not much in Division One. Oh, sorry. Yes, there is Haverhill, HPNA, number six in Division One. That's about it. Oh, Methuen at number 12. Sorry, we got two of them ranked pretty high. I'm looking near the bottom. There's no one near the bottom. Shawshin 27th. In Division 2, this is still kind of puzzles me. Andover, number 3 in Division 2. I don't know what kind of co-op they have, but that's Division 2 for Andover is kind of puzzling to me.
Oh, like the fact that they're in Division 2?
Yeah.
Yeah, they have them. Hockey Night has them. Gary Demopoulos, I think it's dad of Alexis, has them at 3. In Division 2 at 9-2.
Yeah, that's exactly where they are on the rank MIAA as well. Yeah,
moved up a spot because they beat Westford Academy and they beat HPNA 2-1. They got a big Merrimack Valley game that already happened a couple days ago, but it's on Tuesday, playing Methuen/Tewksbury.
Okay.
Who in Division 1
ranked 12th. Yeah, and 7th. That's St. Mary's loss. These teams like HPNA, Bill Ricca, and that Methuen-Tewksbury team, they got to be pretty pumped. It looked like Division 1 game back on. Everyone thought St. Mary's was going to roll to it, but it looks like that's going to be a dogfight between a lot of teams.
Yeah, Methuen/Tewksbury it is in Hockey Night is actually 7th, so ahead of the MIAA. At 8-3-1, and they are facing Shrewsbury on Saturday, looks like. They had Bill Ricca/Chelmsford. Didn't know that they were a co-op.
Yeah.
Wednesday, the day before this recording. So good Merrimack Valley action. Cool. I think that's a wrap, right?
Sounds like it. I think we got it covered.
Okay. Yeah. We'll keep our eyes on the winter prize here. Moving forward, still a lot of regular season left to go, things to be settled, rankings to be determined, and postseason matchups to be set. Got anything else?
No, I think I'm good.
All right, over and out. Dom and Nick, we are done for another week. Merrimack Valley Sports Desk in the books. Join us every Saturday. Yes, Saturday. It's a radio show thing. Thursday. It's funny. I think if you remember from last week, I talked about radio and I said, will Danny Martin throw in an old school radio thing from the past? Like maybe Nick saying catch a tour. How do you spell that name or something? Will he do it? And he didn't do anything. Danny was like, nope, sitting it out.
Yep.
It's like, I'm done. Done for the week. All right, we're out of here. Thanks to all the sponsors and thanks, Nick. Thanks to our one guest of the day, Ryan Middles with Doing Girls Basketball. We're out of here.